I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Workers are removing the remains of the victims of Thursday's commuter plane crash near Buffalo, New York. Continental Connection Flight 3407 plummeted into a house, killing all 49 people on board and one person on the ground. Two people in the home managed to escape. Investigators are looking into whether ice on the wings contributed to the crash. The company at the center of a nationwide salmonella outbreak is now officially out of business. Peanut Corporation of America filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy liquidation yesterday. Bacteria found at its plant in Blakely, Georgia, is being blamed for more than 600 salmonella cases across the country. Nine people have died. Some are furious over the bankruptcy, saying it will shield the company from liability lawsuits by people who got sick from their products. A couple stumbles into a Texas police station just trying to get a ride home, but instead gets busted. CNN affiliate KTRK has a surveillance camera video from the Lamarck Police Department. It shows the guy and his girlfriend in the lobby where the woman suddenly collapses. The police chief says the two were drunk and apparently high on drugs. He told KTRK officers were concerned if they took the couple back home, there was a chance they'd go back into the streets and get hurt. Well, this gives new meaning to breakfast in bed. In Portland, Oregon, a couple is spending their Valentine's Day in a store window. They spend the entire night at this home furnishing store, and they said they wanted to do something fun for Valentine's Day. They got some perks out of the deal, like free champagne, chocolate, and, of course, breakfast in bed. A big first in Saudi Arabia. Al Arabiya Television says King Abdullah has put a woman in his council of ministers as part of a surprise overhaul. Nur Al-Fayez takes the newly created position of Deputy Minister for Women's Education. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.